Correspondence dictation number 4. First of all, there is a letter. And this is, "Dear Sir, this firm will be moving to new premises next month. We are going to rent one of the large retail outlets on the new industrial estate. This move has become necessary due to the rapid growth of the firm over the past few years. Our shop in town is too small for the volume of business we enjoy." Paragraph. "The new building will be opened by my father, who was the founder of the firm. The occasion may be of interest to your readers. If you or another representative of your paper would like to attend this ceremony, please contact me. Further details can be obtained from me or Anthea Smith, our public relations officer. Yours faithfully." Now, an email to Anthea Smith. "I have written to all the local business papers to invite them to the opening ceremony. It occurs to me that this is a good chance to get some free publicity. We may be able to combine this with an advertisement feature." Paragraph. "I should like to hold a meeting to discuss sales, finance and stock control. Please arrange this as soon as you can. We all agree that we are carrying too much stock. This would seem to be a good time to reduce some of our prices." Paragraph. "Please find out the cost of full page advertisements in the local papers and report back to me. I need this information before the meeting." And then finally, a report heading Lewis Office Equipment Company. "The firm began 20 years ago when Fred Smith rented a small workshop in the town. He became well known for first-class repairs to typewriters and other office machines. The firm took on more staff when word processors became common. It moved to a large shop in the town centre. Paragraph. The business has grown at a fast rate since the advent of the personal computer. It has reached a situation where the present shop is no longer big enough. On the first Monday of next month, the firm will move into new buildings on the Parkside Industrial Estate. Paragraph. The firm employs more than 30 people. Its founder retired some years ago, and his daughter now controls the business. That is the end of the dictation.